U.S. Army officials have confirmed 7 people have been killed in a shooting at a Texan Army base. At least 20 people have been injured. Indonesia will today announce whether it will extend a permit allowing an Australian customs ship with a group of asylum seekers on board to stay in its waters. 78 asylum seekers on board the Oceanic Viking are refusing to leave the ship despite the Australian government's offers of quick resettlement. They also say they've been mistreated by Australian customs officials. The head of the Reserve Bank has raised concerns about the impact of inflation on Australia's economy. But speaking in Melbourne overnight, Governor Glenn Stephens said the economy is on the way to recovery after one of the mildest downturns on record. The 10th anniversary of the referendum on a republic has reignited debate about Australia's constitution. The Australian Republic movement says independent research shows support for the change is 59%, about the same as polling before the 1999 referendum. The Prime Minister and the opposition both support Australia becoming a republic, but say they don't think now is the time. And a day's work for a forklift driver in Russia has come to a sticky end. He crashed into a shelf at a warehouse in Moscow, destroying hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of vodka and brandy. I'll have more news later.